Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about concerns of the cattle industry on live cattle futures trading in just a moment. Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
The chairman of the CME Group, Chairman Terry Duffy, came to San Diego at the end of this last week, meeting with cattle producers in their marketing committee meeting of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking about cattle futures trading. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association sent a letter mid-January to Mr. Duffy saying that for several months they've been hearing from their members across the country regarding market volatility and their concerns about high-frequency trading's contribution to that volatility. The concern has been so intense, according to the letter, that NCBA hosted a meeting with our members in December to further explore their concerns. According to Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, one of the key things that NCBA members are very concerned about limits on the concept of messaging.
When we sent our letter, one of the points in our letter was trying to put some messaging limits in place for the cattle futures. Messaging just being how many times that you can actually trade. We found out that cattle futures did not have a limit like a lot of the other futures contracts did. We felt that that was going to be one way in particular that we could slow this down a little bit and try to address this volatility. The day after we sent our letter, CME Group came out with messaging limits for the cattle futures.
And in fact, Duffy indicated that CME is responding to the concerns of the cattle industry. They announced measures at the meeting to help curb price swings while denying at the same time that high-frequency traders are to blame. Cattle futures will be added to an existing CME system that caps how many order updates traders can send in relation to the number of trades they actually execute. That change starts effective today, February 1st. Duffy also indicated to cattle producers in San Diego that he thinks the trading hours for cattle futures are too long. He also expressed concern about the continuing loss of cash trade in the industry, which is what the futures market is based upon. That loss of a benchmark is something that the futures market cannot address, according to the chairman. Along those lines, there was talk of ways to deal with the demise of the cash market that has been a negotiated private treaty transaction for many years. One idea that was discussed at the San Diego meeting was an online auction. Jordan Levi, managing partner for Arcadia Asset Management based in Oklahoma City, told a meeting that he organized a trial run of an online auction January 18th to improve price transparency. Representatives of the four major U.S. meat packers did take part in that trial. According to Jordan Levi, he says he hopes to host a live auction on an ongoing basis later this year. According to Reuters, he organized that trial with Mike Thorin, the chief executive officer of JBS Five Rivers Feedlots, of course, for the JBS Corporation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls registered and commercial, including Angus, Limflex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.